cliffcentral.com.
Called Gecko Overdrive, Oliver Haldens and Becky Hill. Overdrive, baby. Okay, it's just about 8:30, cliffcentral.com. I'll give you a look at the lineup in a moment. This is what happened in Parliament yesterday. Julius Malema questioned Des van Rooyen during a debate in Parliament. And his fellow EFF members heckled the Minister of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs. And then Mbuyiseni Ndlozi said some things too. So take a listen to this. This is just before the EFF were thrown out of Parliament again.
Honourable Malema, what's the point of order?
No, maybe we can do a minister a favour on condition he answers the question, what was he doing in Dubai? If he can explain what he was doing in Dubai, he will speak peacefully here. Because this man has costed this country Honourable 500 Malema? Billion. He must be ashamed to stand before us here and speak to us.
Member,
let him answer, what was he doing in Dubai?
Honourable Member, this is not the question time. Questions are asked to ministers in the various clusters. Can you please ask that question when it is the cluster of the minister to answer? For now, we're having a debate. Honourable Minister, can you proceed?
Honourable Chair,
thank you, House Chair.
On a point of order.
What is the point of order, Honourable Minister?
Honourable Chair, isn't it procedural that we should allow him to speak on Saturdays and Sundays because he's a weekend
special? That's not a point of order, Honourable Ndlozi. Can you take a seat?
But it's Tuesday today. He should speak only on Saturday.
On a point of
and he even starts laughing, right? Oh, we got to get Mbuyiseni in here, all right. I got to talk to this dude. Every time I've seen him, he's made me laugh.
Oh, and the ladies love him, eh?
What do they call him? People's Bay.
The People's Bay.
Yeah. All right. Well, there we go. There's some fun. Bring Duncan in here. It's time for conspiracy theories. Duncan told us the other day that he believes in the Illuminati. And today we're going to find out what else he thinks of this. He's going to give us some more info on the Illuminati that we didn't know yet. So here he is. Duncan Mabaso. What do you have for us, man?
Fantastic. Firstly, I would like to say it's a privilege to be here, Gareth Cliff.
Shut up and
just share this kind of information that's really as old as life and people itself.
Now, last time you told us that there's certain families that control everything and that they're reptiles, they're lizards who are actually in control of the earth.
Look,
David Icke.
Yeah, right? David Icke, the Rothschild family.
Yes.
It's all a list of influential people, but really what
I think you also brought the Jews into it or something.
Yeah, look, Gareth, I just want to say a lot of people have dedicated their time just to investigating and finding out the truth about life as it is.
Right.
But I just want to take it from the top. Let's just think about humans and their progression through life.
Okay.
We were first hunter-gatherers. Mm-hmm. Then we became, and then there was the we became agricultural. We started
Planter,
farming,
harvesters.
Yeah. And then Stone Age, then Iron Age.
Right.
So now it's the monetary system. So if you think about it, humans have always been progressing throughout time.
Yes.
But now it feels like we just stuck in this system, which is actually outdated, which is the monetary system. So you find that corporations are employing people and enslaving them into debt, so which makes the whole monetary system, which is really outdated. But what's sad is that people of today can't really imagine a world without money. Because if you think about it, if you need oil that's just under the ground, you don't put money down there to get the oil. The question is not, do we have money? The question is, do we have the resources? And it turns out that we do have the resources.
So who's keeping these from us?
That's the elite. You know, they don't want us as human beings to progress. Because if you think about it, Gareth, water and air are free because they are in abundance. Imagine if everything else, food, and even all the other necessities were in abundance, we wouldn't really need to pay for anything in the world.
True.
Which would take away the elite, which would take away the monetary system, which would eventually make us all equal. So there is technologies that are possible, that can make it possible for us to achieve anything really in the world. But because a certain clan of people have just found themselves to be in power, because these are the people I'm talking about are the bankers, the bankers of
the bankers. But you're also talking about the royal families of Europe. You're talking about the Obamas. You're talking about Beyonce.
No, well, we did cover in last time segment that the people that we seeing on the media, they're just the fall guys. They're just the puppets.
I would say that the Illuminati is starting to look very progressive. It's starting to, you know, have Jay-Z and Beyonce in there and the Obamas.
Yeah, that's part of the great deception we went through, Gareth. So if a lot of people see that Rihanna and Beyonce are into this,
okay. They
feel like it's cool and they just want to worship the devil knowingly.
Is it the devil?
Or unknowingly. Yeah, look.
If you're in the Illuminati, you have to worship the devil.
That's just the basis. The battle between good and evil, Gareth. The battle.
Don't say Duncan spelled my name.
What? Did anybody hear that?
No.
Oh.
No.
What are you saying?
So, if you think about it now, the system of today is not developed for the well-being of the everyday child.
No.
It's just the rich get richer and the poor just die. Mm-hmm. I think for me, the enlightenment came when 3 years ago, I just couldn't sleep because I would have gay thoughts that I didn't want.
And now you bring the gays into it.
Oh my goodness. This is
how, so for all of us.
This is not the Twilight Zone, this whole talk.
There's a trigger. So for each of us, for the basic man on the street, the day people revolt against the system, Gareth, is when they won't be able to afford the basic necessities like your average piece of slice of bread or loaf of bread.
Sure.
So as soon as the majority of the people in the world.
And we're getting there. We're getting close. Yeah.
So, and obviously.
So why did you have gay thoughts?
You see, that's, I couldn't know because I knew that I loved women and stuff, but I don't know why I used to wake up.
After or before Somizi started working?
This is 3 years ago, Gareth. Oh. And I was like, why? I don't want to have these thoughts. I couldn't even sleep at night sometimes. So I was like, okay, why is this happening to me?
And why do you think it was happening?
So it turns out that they're putting female hormones in our food.
Come on.
So
who's they?
Who's they?
It's
the Illuminati.
The
elite.
Yeah, the elite. The devil. Yeah.
So the main premise, what these guys are really trying to do is just
trying to turn you gay.
Trying to turn me gay and just fuck up the world.
Yeah. Oh. Wow.
And look,
but how does that help them?
It helps. So this is what happens. As soon as people are in debt and they really can't afford anything.
They're gay.
Yeah. Look, gay people are okay, but it shouldn't be forced upon someone. Do you know what I mean?
You think they're forcing you to be gay?
Look, that's what they put in your food, in my Bali's food, Ben's food, our food.
Right.
Yeah. So now there's a way as people of the world, we can just escape this.
I wondered where those gay thoughts are coming from. Oh, is my microphone on?
Gareth.
That's what they're pumping into meat. Meat makes you gay.
Absolutely, Ben. You know about this.
This is conspiracy theory upon conspiracy theory upon conspiracy theory.
So let's just talk about
unbelievable.
How outdated today's systems are. These false institutions, the religions, the banks.
Yes.
The education system. So what's happening now, if you think about it, say now there's a block of a wall.
Yeah.
What do you need to do to get to the other side?
Climb over or dig under?
Or, but one thing you can certainly not do is get a politician. Because what politicians do, they come up with laws as opposed to solutions.
Yeah.
So if I need to go through this wall, I'm going to get myself a technician.
Yeah.
Same as like any other thing in life. A politician, the theory is law versus solution. And what the world really needs today at this point in time is solutions as opposed to laws.
Right. And less politicians. You see, I think we all agree.
I think we all
what
agree.
What the world needs now is less politicians.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
But Duncan.
Yeah.
Does this mean that you are not a participant in politics?
No, absolutely not.
You don't believe in politics?
No.
So you don't vote in elections?
Nah.
You don't. You don't believe in that.
Never, ever have I ever wasted my time.
Oh, wow.
In the line.
So, okay, you're an anarchist. That's you don't like government.
Yeah, look, Gareth, they were relevant a couple of centuries ago, but like I said,
now
from Stone Age
control you.
To Ice Age, not Ice Age, from Stone Age to Iron Age, yeah.
To now.
So we've been progressing, but people have just frozen and stagnated everything. So we can't progress because it's beneficial for the corporates and the elite, so-called elite. You know what I mean? Ben, how do you feel about this?
Duncan, I've got to say, I've checked in and out of this conversation. It's been going in circles for me.
But the main problem is...
I was having gay thoughts because of breakfast. My breakfast was making me deviate to you with no shirt on.
It must be. So what we can take from today's segment and conversation is that politics, all these false institutions are now outdated. And there are other options out there. And I just want to send a shout out.
I agree with that.
I want to send a shout out to a guy who's really changed my life. His name is Jacques Fresco. He turned 100 years this year. He's a social engineer.
You know him?
Not personally. But he lives in the United States. What he's done, he's dedicated most of his life just to social engineering, making a world a better place. But the thing is, he's not recognized by the academia institutions because of his teachings, because they know he goes against the profit marketing schemes.
And now when you have gay thoughts, is about him.
Oh. No. You see, these are unwanted gay thoughts. So I could, when I slept, I'd have them. So I'd lie awake at night just trying not to go there.
Cindy says on WeChat this morning, I love Duncan, but please make him stop.
Gareth.
Greg says, Duncan, does eating vors make you gay?
Yes.
Well, it depends on how you positioned.
When you eat the vors.
Yeah, on how you eat the vors, Gareth. But look, at the end of the day, the conspiracy is there. It's not a conspiracy. It's not a theory anymore.
Where did we find you again? Greg Seville says, so female hormones make men think that they're gay. Duncan, you had us until that point. And Annie Loxton says, is this guy for real?
Look, I promise you guys, as soon as this thing starts hitting you on the pocket or starts messing with your emotions and how you think, and you really want to delve deep into your existence and your being as a person.
Yeah.
I just like the sound of my voice. But anyway.
All right, Duncan, get out of here. That's enough for today.
Gareth, wait. So what are we concluding?
Ben's about to give up on life.
It's not a conspiracy theory anymore. The conspiracy is there. And your soul is for the taking.
And so we've got to get through that wall.
And without politicians, we need technicians. So the true savior of us today is technology. And the technology is available. But because of assumed scarcity, people are holding us back, man.
But every now and again, maybe a gay thought will make you get through your own walls.
Okay.
Well, yeah. Duncan's very open-minded, and Somizi's been hitting on him non-stop.
Ooh.
So you never know. All right, thank you, Duncan.
Thank you,
very
guys.
Duncan Mabasa.
So what happened to this?
What's on your agenda for today? I heard you died on Facebook. What happened?
Look, I thought people would donate money for my food. So what?
You pretended to die on Facebook.
To me, it was like I'm designing my album cover. So it was a picture of me, and on the side, it was written "Gone Too Soon."
Oh, gosh.
R.I.P. Brabi. That could have been my single's name, and the album would have been called R.I.P. Rhythm and Poetry.
Mm.
So people just saw that and just assumed that I'm dead. Mm.
Well, luckily you're not dead. Anybody who was worried that Duncan was dead, he's not. He's sitting here in front of me. He's alive and well. There's nothing wrong with him.
Try to make the world a better place.
Yeah, by dying.
No. Just by educating people and letting them know it's not really your fault when life is really messed up next to you. It's the people. It's the elite. It's not your fault.
You're a lunatic.
Yeah. It's not your fault having gay thoughts.
Absolutely not.
What are you doing today?
Today I'm just doing what I do.
What shows do you have to do today?
Today's Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
Looking forward to, frankly speaking, just now and then Wednesday.
Yeah.
Looking forward to the Capital Wrap-Up football show, yeah.
Yeah, we've got Womandla. We've got G-Man the Ad-Man.
Oh, yeah.
The football show.
Oh, I love it.
Auto Central, that's brought to you by Auto Trader, the CEO of RAD. That's Dave Griffin, will join the team to talk about interesting trends in the adventure and motorcycle industry. And last chance to win tickets to the bike festival. plus a review of the 2016 Land Rover Range Rover Evoque. That's Chad Lukoff, that's Vilmarie Janssen van Rensburg, and George Meany. It's powered by Auto Trader.
Vroom, vroom.
Don't miss that one. The Worst Guys, Mark Mdluli and team, and then DJ Capital with Capital Wrap-Up. Aria Kelman on in the afternoon. He's got Team Talk with Teebs, as told by Twiggy, and they will talk to Dean Van Zyl from Branded Petal about the sign that he made for us outside. It's a nice big sign. Everybody's seeing it when they drive down our road here. Thank you, Duncan.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
All right. Very good. Wow. You know, every time it's a tremendous education, huh, Ben?
Yeah, for sure.
All right, let's go to Michael, who's on the line. Is he on the phone? Yeah. Michael, good morning.
Good morning. I got a suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine Duncan sits in a booth with headphones on most of the day.
Yeah.
You guys should, like, make a couple of recordings, like, we're watching you, Duncan. And, like, feed it through his headphones, you know, but not letting anyone know. Like, quiet, Duncan. Stop talking about us, Duncan. You know, just once an hour or something, like, and just slowly watch him twirl into madness.
You think that would drive him crazy?
Oh, no, it would. And maybe upload a couple of pornos onto his phone. I think he needs relief.
All right, Michael.
Gosh, Duncan made my day. I was standing getting my driver's license and I started laughing. Like, I actually had to excuse myself because I think people were worried about me. But that was the best. You guys are going to keep the segment open. It's hilarious. Thank you very much.
Oh, that's great. That's terrific. Wow. Making new friends every day. All right, here is a... Where's this clip? Let me just see if I've got this here. Listen to
I could smoke cocaine for hours, start talking to the flowers, and act like I'm insane. I could rob convenience stores and hang out with crack whores if I didn't have a brain. I could see my life start narrowing as I started shooting heroin, one foot into the grave. I could sleep in street gutters and steal money from my mother if I didn't have a brain. Oh, I like to get high, run naked down the street, and when I run a little bit too far, I throw up in some cop's car. Then I wake up in a prison, and I notice something's missing. I think it's dignity.
Wow.
Oh, there's nothing more pleasing, waking up coughing and wheezing in cell block number 3. Oh, there's nothing more pleasing, waking up coughing and wheezing in cell block number 3.
Oh. Well, there we go. That's an anti-drug song. Did that persuade you not to ever do drugs? Didn't?
But it's amazing what Bernie Sanders is doing in the run-up to this election.
It does sound like Bernie, huh?
I don't want to wake up in a cell with prisoner number 3.
What did it? What's his name? I mean, what's the cell? It's cell block number 3. I can't remember the words. All right, here's something else that you might be interested in. This is Jennifer Lawrence on Graham Norton's show. She's talking about being shot with a BB gun while peeing.
You are back in the blue, but apparently they've simplified the bluing of you.
Yeah, turns out they never had to do 8 hours of full-blown body paint ever.
Oh. So do they? Is it CGI now or something? Or
no, I wish. Then I'd be like, maybe take a little off the thigh. No, it's like a blue, like, pantyhose that goes around my whole body that I can't sit to pee in. Can't do any form of bathroom. Like, the guys who made it were like, well, she's a girl. She didn't go to the bathroom. So I'd be standing up out of a funnel.
she be?
Yeah.
I've burst into her bathroom with a BB gun while she was trying to pee
he
in her funnel.
He pelted me. Wow. Like, it's so hard to do because you have to stop while you're in the middle of peeing to let the rest of it go out. Like, that's a whole scientific process. And so I'm like trying really hard and like, there's a lot going on. And then he burst in and started pelting me. And it wasn't fair because we were all shooting each other with guns. But you all were all in clothes.
We were all
in clothes. I'm naked.
We were telling this story the other day and we were saying like, so there we were and she's like huddled on the floor in her bathroom naked and me,
and
Nick,
I'm like,
and Michael.
They're all hanging up on me and I'm naked.
And we're unloading on her. Then we just like,
oh, wow. That unraveled fairly fast. All right, there you go. Jennifer Lawrence talking about how she was peeing. And you see, these people have a lot of fun on these movie sets, huh?
Sounds like it.
It's like they're playing pranks on each other the whole time, and there's a lot of hijinks and stuff going on. This is the EFF the other day in Parliament. They were told to shut up. Did you hear this?
Hey, shut up. Honourable members, may you please maintain the decorum of the House.
Honourable Chair. May I address you?
Shut up.
It is public knowledge that the ANC got money from overseas to fight apartheid.
It's honourable member, you don't have a slot to debate.
But stop,
honourable member, please sit down.
An opportunity to remove
honourable member.
Honourable
member.
And this is all the chicks. People always say to me, women behave much better than men. Not in this case. I mean, listen to this.
Honourable members, may you please maintain the decorum of the House.
Honourable Chair, may I address you?
Shut up.
It is public knowledge that the ANC got money from overseas to fight apartheid.
It's honourable member, you don't have a slot to debate.
But
honourable member, please sit
get
down.
An opportunity to remove
honourable
the
member of order. Honourable member,
receiving any monies. South Africa.
Honourable member, sit down.
Through an X.
And so what?
We'll show you.
And so what?
Honourable members, I'm addressing all the members in the
Honourable
House.
Honourable House
Chairperson,
can we
please maintain
order?
The decorum of this Parliament? I'm addressing all the members. Honourable members. Honourable member, you're out of order. Honourable member, shall we maintain the dignity of this House by our conduct? Honourable member, what are you rising on?
I was rising on the statement that the honourable member was making. This is not a platform for campaigns. We are going to do that outside Parliament. This is a point of debate. Everyone else is allowed to say whatever they want to say in a point of debate. Not just to stand up and grandstand about politics of the ANC. She knows nothing about them.
Honourable members, thank you so much. Shall we then proceed? I will now...
When did Parliament become this exciting? It never used to be. I mean, Parliament would put you to sleep.
Yeah, I don't know.
People have been so well behaved for so long, and now we finally discovered a channel we didn't know existed that's worth watching. We're getting more material out of Parliament's channel than almost anything else. Right?
Sure.
You know that band Fifth Harmony?
Yes.
Right. They a cappella. They sing all these songs a cappella. Here they've done a parody song. Listen to this.
I was sitting at home and it was totally boring. Then I started thinking about sex and I got horny. So I showed up here to where my boyfriend works.
Honey, that's very distracting. Ow!
I bet that hurts.
Trying to get our men all worked up so that they will come home and bone.
Babe, stop grinding on the equipment. You're gonna get me in trouble.
Oh! I'm anxious and open mind because we want constant sex.
But if we don't go to work, we won't. Checks.
We don't care because we only see you as sex objects. You should all quit your jobs and go on unemployment.
But that's not enough cash to live on.
We're sorry if that's not
way you do.
Okay, I don't like it that much. No, it's stupid. Don't know where it's going, right?
Look, they're trying. You know, a lot try these parody things, and sometimes they work and sometimes they don't.
That's some bullshit right there. Don't like that at all. You want to hear a much funnier song? This you'll like.
Fuck off. No need to linger, just fuck off.
See?
Talk to the finger, there is no more. Just close the door from the other side.
No.
Fuck off.
No.
Seems pretty simple, just fuck off.
No.
So fundamental, my mind is set. What don't you get? The fuck or the off?
No.
Fuck off. Fuck off.
I mean, I can think of 1,000 places to play that song, right? Wouldn't that be great if you could just fire off a song in the middle of it? Like in these TV shows. They used to do it with Ally McBeal, and they still do it with a couple of... Where, like Glee, they do it too. They just suddenly have a song pop up out of somewhere.
Yeah.
And then you kind of, you get... It just makes you smile, makes you laugh. Imagine being able to play that song the minute someone starts annoying you in a conversation. Just hit that song. And they listen to the words and they go, okay, I'm out. Bye-bye. And it's done. All right, lots of messages coming in. God, this morning, the messages are unbelievable. Connection is much better already. Not 100%, but much better. Thanks, Duncan. I know that Greg is looking at it, Duncan, so we're busy figuring that out. That's Duncan Dean on WeChat. Yonda says, wow, Duncan, that was something. He's talking about Duncan Mabasso. And what kind of gay thoughts? Now you've made sense about Jacques Fresco. He's been a huge pioneer for alternative ways of living compared to profitability. And Yonda obviously supporting you, but also curious about what kinds of gay thoughts you've had. Avishka Pandey says, don't know what Duncan's talking about with gay foods, but here's some facts. In the year 2000, the only countries whose central banks were not controlled by the Rothschilds were Afghanistan, Iraq, Sudan, Libya, Cuba, North Korea, and Iran. That list now, Cuba, North Korea, Iran. The others are all controlled.
Okay, then.
So that makes you think, right? It makes you think. Andrew Nyazvigo says, Gareth, what the young kids will learn from this shit? Big up to the EFF because I've put the days on my calendar list whenever Zuma visits Parliament. And before, I would never have cared when a president came to Parliament. Cindy says, I would need that song that you just played to send to my ex. That would be terrific. And Jeff says, hey, Gareth, listening to your show from Woolridge College while I have a free period. Here's the clip that you might enjoy. And he sent me a clip, so I'll see if that's any good and play it for you if we have time. This is quite cool, just to kind of wrap it up for this morning before we get to the unnews. You know I love Metallica. They're a great band from the 80s that did a lot of heavy metal. Here they play the Star Spangled Banner at the San Francisco baseball game just the other day. Take a listen to this. So this is Metallica performing the American National Anthem.
Please welcome members of the iconic heavy metal band Metallica, James Hetfield and Kurt
those guitars. spectacular, right? Sure, that's good. All right, Metallica doing the Star Spangled Banner. Okay, that brings us to our news. So thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody calm down. Crowd out of control. The EFF have been thrown out of parliament again. Bad news for democracy in South Africa, but good news for the people who are street vendors in Cape Town. The informal food servers are doing such roaring trade, with the EFF members dining out in a variety of local cuisine. The vendors are growing in number on the back of this, so much so that Parliament is fast becoming a trendy new hip dining location for fad mad Cape Townians. Oh, it's another pop-up restaurant. A woman in America has committed suicide, leaving a note saying the death was a much better option than having Hillary or Trump as president. The joke isn't her, though. It's Trump month in heaven at the moment, and all the angels are sporting spray tans and comb-overs. Oh, she's going to hate that. And finally, Alistair Kutsia has gotten his wish, and that is for Matthew Proudfoot to join the coaching team. Great news for Kutsia. Tough times financially, though, for Saru. They don't come much handier with the knife and fork than Proudfoot, so catering budgets are sure to go through the roof when the team gets together next month. Oh, yes. If you don't know why, Google image the dude. And we will see you tomorrow between 6 and 9. It's 9 o'clock now. Frankly Speaking with Rory Sang and Andrew next. Bye-bye. CliffCentral.com.